This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Guess where we going today, boys?
Funky Town?
We're going to the club.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
We're going to be in the club all morning.
He's such a twink.
Twink.
Is she calling a twink?
That would be the updated version.
Give me the initials of who sings this song. Let me see if I remember.
P.S.
P.S.?
Yes, sir. This was a banger back in the Astro days.
Yes. I can't remember.
That and Hippie Chick.
Planet Soul.
Ah.
Now, this time, like 25 years ago, you'd be securing your drugs for the evening.
Oh, I'd already have my, what was those things called? What are those things called?
What do you call those?
I don't want to say because it sounds, I won't describe it well and it'll sound very dirty.
Were you talking about...
What is the thing? I don't want to describe what it is because I will describe it very dirtily.
Dirtily? What is it? Pacifier?
Yes.
Passy?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say blow pop.
Yeah, remember pacifiers.
Some players will use those as mouthpieces now.
I know.
Which is weird. Nate Wiggins? You're one of them.
Former Clemson Tiger?
Yep.
Okay. Enough
you
about...
Get your ecstasy ready this time like 30 years ago?
Oh, man. You got the kind that comes in a little butterfly packaging?
Man, you got the ones got the Mitsubishi logo on the cover of it.
You know the one good thing about what was the art they used to call back then? They'd sell it in the back of Spencer's where the
it's art.
It would only react to black lights or whatever. Like that's making a comeback.
Fluorescent.
Like it was on a black canvas.
Yeah, and then the certain light would make it like make it trippy looking or whatever. That's making a comeback. I see it a lot.
Oh no. That's
I think it's just called a black light, but it, or a green light.
Yeah, I've seen that with boudoir.
Which one do you stop on and which one do you go on? I forget.
Like the body paint boudoir is getting bigger.
Body like paint boudoir?
Yes, it's kind of like that similar, like in black light, I guess. Like I just saw one chick with a real nice butt and she had like orange handprints on it.
Oh wow!
Another like paint that glows on her body.
Like, their dad used to coach football.
I think they were his handprints.
No way. No way. Okay. We'll come back to that. This is equally horrifying, fascinating, and funny as hell. So have with it what you will. But, you know, I was talking about...
This is not farm music.
It's not farm music. Put me on some
Green Acres.
Hillbilly music. Guitars and Cadillacs. Whatever.
Oh, some so, white.
So, some Dwight. Put on some Dwight. So, we were talking yesterday or day before about something came up about the farm and which animals are nice and which ones are not. And I was saying the billy goats are dickheads. Like, they're jerk animals. Little demons will sit there and, like, headbutt
They smell bad too. Smell really bad.
Why do they smell so bad?
They pee on their face.
Oh, okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah,
in your face, if
and each other's,
oh, Jesus.
And climb on each other, and like,
oh my gosh,
go on each other's backs, and the person who's getting wet on will just kind of look up and notice it and not shake them off or anything. They're just like, well, thanks. Cool me off or warm me up. I'm not quite
They're
sure.
They're really into some rough stuff.
And the poor nanny goats, like, they'll sit there and headbutt them. They'll horn at the baby goats and stuff. So yesterday, I think yesterday we were talking about that on the show. But anyway, what's up to my buddy and listener of the show, Jeremiah?
Yo.
Jeremiah, I call what I have a farm. Like, he's got a farm. He's got like a tractor and everything. Well, I got cattle, but he's got like, he's got like not only animals, okay. But like the
acreage.
I'm going to hit you. Every time I try to talk, you try to guess the word and it's not right and it throws me off. I wouldn't really hit you though.
He's going
to
sock you right in the puss.
Right in the puss. Bang, zam, to the moon.
To the moon.
No, but he's got like what you call a ranch, but that sounds pretentious. But anyway.
His lily pad.
So listen to this. Talking about like mean goats. So he heard that and he's like, you don't have rabbits, do you? And I was like, no. No, not yet. Don't have any rabbits yet.
Are you going to get some for real?
I don't. There's
Bunnies
not really.
Bunnies are cute, but they can be mean.
They're not really like.
It's like an ancillary kind of
animal. They bite
animal.
You. And...
Yeah. Like, I will say this. I have a turkey now also, and I thought that was going to be like silly. Like, this is kind of dumb, but it was whatever. But it's fun. It's a fun turkey.
Fun turkey.
His name's Donald.
Oh, it's not Turkey Lurkey.
We think it's funny that he's Donald Turkey instead of Donald Duck. So anyway, shut up. So, and that thing's fun because it thinks it's a chicken and it walks around anyway. It thinks it's a chicken.
So you bought a mentally challenged turkey.
No, he doesn't have a mirror to see what he looks like. So he looks around and says, "Oh, I have feet like these guys." And
so he's not out hanging out with the duck.
He only hangs out with the chickens.
Like, well, that would make sense.
They're like a
flock
foul. Now. They don't smell that bad. No, I know what you mean.
I'd go hang out with Otis for a bit.
He's not a goat.
Otis is the best. No, he's no Laura. Laura's the mama. Anyway, he and his wife had four female rabbits and one male rabbit, and that sounds like some kind of rabbit harem already. I made that joke, actually, when he said it. But despite all that, like, prime real estate for that one rabbit, like, nothing was happening. And this is where, like, the heartstrings will come. But, like, they were having, like, a few stillborn baby rabbits, like, aww, here and there. But nothing
that's awful.
Thriving or whatever. So
free food, but awful.
In a move that I told him was like a 90s high school movie, they decided to bring a second male pet into the mix. And, you know, thinking maybe this new guy would, like, maybe like he'd teach him a thing or two, or you know, you better step up, homie, or this new stud's gonna take your spot. I don't know. So they said at first like everything was fine and they were just like hanging out, hanging in the hay, high fiving with their little paws, whatever the hell rabbits
little
do.
Paws.
But then one day the rabbits got into a fight, the two male rabbits.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
And Jeremiah wasn't sure what set them off. It could have been one of them lady rabbits, maybe picked a favorite, or maybe it was just a particular a carrot they were fighting over.
A carrot.
Either way, the damn gloves came off, and the fur was probably flying or whatever, little rabbit UFC fighters going at it. This is where it's gross, though, man.
And one of them get killed?
They started hooking up.
You know, Paige.
She jumps in. Too far.
Q&A's happen at the end.
I'm upset.
No. I don't want you to get upset.
I'm about to cry.
There's a fun ending to this, maybe.
Okay.
When everything was over, he goes out there. Well, no, his wife goes out there first, and she starts screaming, and there was blood all in the. They have this little, like a old, where the old wet pump would have used to be, or the old. The well pump would have used to be like one of those cooling houses. You know what I'm saying by that?
No.
Okay, so it's like a cold, like you'd put your canned goods and stuff out there. So She goes in, or he hears her scream. There's blood everywhere, whatever. So she wants to, like, take them to the vet. The two males are bleeding. There's blood about, and one of them was white, so that makes it even more, like, weird, eerie looking. So they take them to the vet. 45 minutes and $190 later, the vet walks in and drops this bombshell.
Well, that's cheap.
One of the rabbits had literally chewed the other one's balls off.
Oh, no.
Literally in a fight, chewed the other one's balls off. And it's not like some little sweet thing. I mean, this thing went psycho. And
he bought a gay rabbit.
Dude, freaking baby makers right off his body, like making up some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, I mean, he was the alpha.
That's the thing. Is it quite expensive? Yes. But I learned so much. It's like a very hands-on learning about stuff. It is not uncommon in the rabbit world.
It's not uncommon in every animal.
I ain't never bit off a dude's dingling because I was jealous.
I've seen guys fight each other over girls.
But no, listen. No hecklers allowed.
Good luck.
No hecklers.
That's why I didn't ask
you. This is frightening. You don't hear about this very often, where animals get that territorial that they don't just try to kill the thing, they try to neuter them.
Could you imagine if horses were doing this to each other? It'd be like bowling balls flying.
No, they don't have the teeth for that.
Good God.
They're apparently, so not all, but like a lot of male rabbits are like incredibly territorial. You know, we know that dogs will pee to mark their territory and do all this stuff. So if it turns into some kind of weird like Game of Thrones move or whatever, this guy's trying to make sure his bloodline is the one that will continue. If, you know, one of them bitch rabbits ever give him the time of day, then he will sit there and say, all right, you're not getting this. I'm going to bite your balls off.
Do you think the rabbit knows it's coming and he's like, you know what?
I don't know.
Just go ahead.
How that's instinctual by a mere animal.
Just go ahead and do it. And the other rabbit's like, I'll get there eventually. Just give me about 5 minutes.
Like, we are sitting here. What are we going to do?
Going to work my way around.
What are we going to do this weekend? We worried about apps and text messages left on red, or if we're being ghosted. And rabbits are out here fighting for dominance. Like straight up neutering each other over some sex with a rabbit.
Are they going to rehome the neutered rabbit?
What happens to his nuts?
So the rabbit ended up dying. That is the sad part of the. There was some.
I imagine he died by loss of blood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God, where would you start if you're going to do that? Like at the bottom, behind, or?
You know, it's funny. I never thought about that. I'm not going to start now.
You don't want to get too close to the back.
I had a pet rabbit one time. It died when it ate my mama's fern, and she was pissed, so that made it even worse. It ate my fern. Mama, it's dying too, though. Well, my fern's dead.
Fern's
eye for an
dead.
Eye. Old Testament.
Your stories
it literally
are terrible.
Ate her fern and died. But yeah, so.
The fern's dead.
If you got rabbits out there and they're like dudes and you know, females are involved or whatever, watch out.
They go at it too pretty hard.
I mean, that's the. Doing it like rabbits. Like literally, I don't know what they're. You know, with a pig, it's like a 3-month pregnancy. I don't know what it is with a rabbit. It's got to be even faster than that because they
gestation.
Crank them out, man.
God. Gestation. Why would he bite them off?
Because they're.
I'm glad we don't do that.
You ever see two dogs go at it?
I've never seen them try to bite their balls off.
What do you mean go at it?
A dog fight where there's two
Not
males?
Not fight.
No.
I have.
No. Well, you paid to go to that when you lived in California.
No, I've just had a very, very aggressive male boxer. Didn't want
put him up.
Any boys around the girls.
Like, bite your balls off.
If dudes did this to each other, like, would you wear his as a necklace to show dominance?
Dude, I feel like there's probably some kind of, dare I say, tribe somewhere in some kind of jungle or whatever that does that. Because, I mean, hell, wouldn't that collect the teeth too, right? Of like famous.
Yeah. What is it? The
people would do that.
The Thin Red Line, one of those movies where he was collecting ears. The VC he was killing.
Thin Red Line.
It was one of those movies. The guy lost his mind and he started collecting ears. And he would wear them as a necklace.
God.
Well, you can.
Did he get any famous ones like Mick Foley or Van Gogh?
No.
Can you live without testicles? Yeah.
No is the short answer.
Come here, let's find out.
This will be my answer.
Are you feeling okay? Because you're living live and well, Paige.
No, but I mean, without.
I mean, you can get like nudicles, but I got questions like if you don't have a prostate, do you still like have that like sensation when you, you know, shuffle? Know what I'm saying?
What's I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Let's just say like, you, well, I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, there's no product, but do you still get the sensation?
Well, what if the vas is snipped? Is it the same thing?
The vas?
Vas deferens or whatever the...
Vasectomy?
No, I mean, it's like, well, like, you know, there's no source if you don't have the prostate.
Are we still on air right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody. I didn't realize that. Should we go to break now?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We walking in the door. We walking in the club, baby.
Man.
This ain't a gay bar either.
No. We're like, questioning that at the door.
Because we're dressed up. I'm not wearing shorts. I got pants on.
Damn, dude.
Like real pants, not fleece joggers.
Look at the moon right now, dude.
God dang it.
That's wild.
I'll show you one.
God, this is making me tired.
I know.
I hear songs like this and it just makes me feel hungover.
Makes you feel bad the next day.
So it's like I'm a which vehicle was it? Were they rats or hamsters that were driving the car around?
Oh, it was the Kia Carnival. They were
Kia Souls.
There might have been hamsters or G pigs at least.
I don't know if they were. It might have been G. Well, they don't like you to say Guinea anymore.
Oh.
I'm talking about a real club too, not an old restaurant attached to a hotel. That's a club now.
I know. I never like growing down here in the South. Like when, you know, I heard early on like somebody said something about guinea pigs, and somebody said, "What is that? An Italian cop?" And I was like, "What?" I did not for the longest time get like what that any of that terrible. Meant. You know, here for a while, like. You know, everybody was the same.
Do people ever...
I mean, it's just the truth. It's just the truth. I will not tell you who, but somebody that... I'll tell you off there. I can't do it on there. But somebody that, Fatboy, I know you love, that has been doing kind of what we do for a while on the side of sports, said that it is very hard now to learn how to phonetically say a lot of the athletes' names.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Versus... when he started back in like the mid, late 80s, maybe early 90s. I'm
too sure. Many Europeaners over here.
No, it's not that. It's just like the names themselves have like all names. Even like, this is, hold on. I've got a screenshot of a...
just because it's spelled away, it's not pronounced that way.
No, yeah, everybody wants to make sure that, I totally get it. I mean, when you're thinking of a kid's name, that you think about it forever, and it usually goes back and forth. And nine times out of ten, the wife or mother gets to decide either way. And I'll tell you this: for any of you sons of bitches, pass judgment. He's a white kid. Listen to how you spell his name, and then tell me what his name is. You ready?
Okay.
J-O-Z-U-F-F. J-O-Z-U-F-F.
Yosef.
Joseph.
Ah! His name is Joseph.
Dang it. Ball player? Like basketball? It don't matter really, but...
D1-ish. But that's wild. Like, that's Joseph. You look at it and you're like, what is your name?
You know what?
Read it. Joseph? What is your name, though? Joseph.
They probably put it, misspelled it on the birth certificate and just said, let's just go.
What's the one?
I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah.
What's the one I saw? I got to look it up. He literally has a name you cannot say.
Like a bad name?
You know, like a racial slur is like in his name.
No.
And I want to say it was a college football player. But
I think there's
Fuchs?
What?
I know who you're... Oh, I better... Baseball player.
No, I think it was a football player, but I got to find it.
Man, I hate, look, listen to me, those of you listening right now. Are you there? Is anybody in there? This guy, I cannot say this on the radio. It's not bad, and it's not fair. Oh, excuse me, I said that wrong. J-O-Z-I-F-F. My buddy just tagged me. J-O-Z-I-F-F, Joseph. Anyway, this is the baseball player's name. Do not say it. But that's his real name. And that is incredibly...
Okay. I got to write this one down because you can't
insensitive, and not insensitive like, oh, but more like your parents did not think that
they
out.
Didn't
well, this one's a last name. It's not even like a first name. I don't even know how you pronounce that. I mean, I do, but like, I don't know how you would...
Seriously?
Yeah.
For real.
And he's in high school right now. And that's why he blew up and became famous, because
I love these friends of mine that I don't ever hear from unless they want. You know, I was talking. She's literally laid back 5 feet from the microphone, like sprawled out now. Wake up.
You look like that. I can't even see her.
All right, Stuart.
Now, where'd you go?
Can't see her.
Son of a bitch, she disappeared.
Where'd she go?
Yeah, this is. People were like, we don't know how to address this. If the kid ever has a game on TV, the announcer's like, we don't know what we're going to say.
I mean, there's no way. Like, it sounds like one of those Key and Peele bits where they would...
Yeah, no.
Hi, I'm so-and-so from University of Iowa.
You would have to just call him Noah K. Like, Noah K on the tackle. Like, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Noah K.
Well, and then somebody just... Well, So I want to look this up before I even say it. That's probably a good rule of thought. Right?
This ain't a real name. It can't be.
What?
I mean, it is, but wouldn't you change it if that's your last name? Wouldn't they let you change it for free? Like, okay, we get it. Like,
they let a lot of people do that after World War II.
Like, this name's probably going to cause an issue.
The one that you can't say?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to quit talking
Somebody's
about that.
Gonna miss
just because it's not, it's aggravating to people listening.
Well, just look up Noah Kay, football player.
Yeah. That's the easiest thing to do. And I can't describe how to look mine up because me even pointing it out would make it look like I'm the bad guy. But it's like anybody who reads it and just oh, now people are texting at David Duke Jr. from San Antonio. Dude, that's what's also kind of odd about that. Dude who plays for the Spurs is like not David Duke Sr.'s son.
No.
But his name's David Duke Jr. And David Duke Sr. was, you know, he was a Klansman. Yeah.
Yeah, like one's white, like one's black.
He was like the G Wizard at one point. I think I'm not quite sure.
Do you think this kind of hurt the kids recruiting? Maybe
I don't.
His
know.
Name?
I don't know how. I wouldn't feel comfortable even like cheering for him at a game because somebody could have audio of me screaming. It sounds like I'm screaming bad things. I mean, God, it's just not right. I wouldn't want to wear his jersey because it looked like it was like mean.
Do you know how many jerseys he's going to sell? A ton.
Well, see, that's the weirdness of it, though. It's like, do people look at their kids when they name them? I mean, sure, I think we all... What? I'm not going to say that. I think some of some people, not listeners of this show, but some people are scummy. But, you know, they don't fully think about the full-on, like, okay, what does this name rhyme with? Does it is it a variable variation of a dirty word? All these different things. Or some will, like, there's a baseball player or a basketball player, one, and his name.
Oh, people are guessing it. They know who it is.
Oh, do they? It's, yeah. Well, I'm glad they know. And it's like, I hate doing that crap. I used to listen to radio where they would, like, talk about something that was inside information. And it was like, dude, what are you even talking about?
But here's
so
the
I'm
thing.
Glad that. I'm glad we have the internet now.
They say, and people, some people that text us are saying this too, he pronounces it a different way, but it's still the word.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
and it's a variation of the word, but it's still the word.
But when you give a kid a very bold, gosh, he has a name that is like, wow, you shouldn't name a little baby that. Although you would maybe like say down the road, you'd like to... I'm not saying it because I can't think of it. It's some kind of like, some kind of derivative of something like, you know, pimp or something like that. But it's kind of like some name that you shouldn't name a little baby. Like that might be his nickname after he comes back from the service or something.
That's the other thing. Nicknames you catch that you don't like. Okay. If you go up to Brad Daugherty and call him Big Dookie, I imagine he's going to knock you out.
I know. I just because like Wikipedia says it's their nicknames, like certain people have nicknames that only people from their hood or their college alma mater or their inner circle can call them, you know? Somebody walked up to me and called me Jelly now, I'd maybe backhand them.
That wouldn't be nice.
See, I hated it then, but like then you got like Jelly Roll who's like, screw it. I'm going to run with this.
He's owned that name.
I could have ran with now. That. I could have done
his
that.
His mama called him that. Oh. And he was like all close to her and like liked her and stuff. And
oh, well, it worked out. I turned into Matthew. Just whatever your mama calls you is going to be your nickname. That's why you're fat boy.
My first dad. Nah, my name would have been D-Head, the R-word.
Oh,
all
gosh.
All kind of stuff.
Well.
I would have had a litany to pick from.
A little too young to retire, fat boy. Paige?
Yeah.
If you ask Lindsey Graham, he's going the Nikki Haley route, wanting to raise the age. I'll never get to retire. Don't vote for him.
That guy can't.
I just saw that. Don't vote for him now. He'll win because he always does. But don't vote for him because of that.
Well, you talk about somebody who's just got like two hats. I think he's got one hat that's like house divided. Like he just puts on the hat, whatever. Like
he's like, Teflon, man. People like Charlie James will tell you not to vote for him, but he'll always win.
Who the hell is Charlie James? Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
People are not happy with Demi Lovato, and one person put out a quote and said, this level of capitalism is actually sick.
You big Demi.
We'll talk about all that more coming up
She's
next.
She's a psychic now, right?
I don't know, man. She had a lot of labels, like, labeled herself. Like
during COVID, she said that she was non-binary or something.
Yeah, it was one of those labels where she, like, says she transcended sexuality.
Yeah.
As a whole.
She's like a deity. She doesn't need it. She
real weird.
Yeah. But then I think she's also a Fisco.
Oh, yeah, like up here.
A physic.
Okay. Yeah. She's like
looks
science.
Great naked, though.
Yeah.
A little nuts.
I don't know that I've seen her naked. How did you see her naked?
GQ or one of those, she was naked? Yeah, look at that.
Let me get Yahoo open.
She got the tramp stamp, the whole thing going on. All signs that would point to somebody being a little off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, you know, don't say the word whore and don't say all this stuff, but tramp stamp we're still fine with as a society. I love it. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So,
our dude just confirmed he's going to be on with us a little after top of the hour.
Yep.
Oh, hey.
He's ready.
The guy who is concerned that he is being paranoid about his girlfriend whose job, quote, requires her to flirt for a living.
Oh.
That's going to be fun.
I think so, too.
Fun to get into.
Really good. That'd be right after.
That would be a fun job to have to flirt.
Oh, yes. Well, you do it every
day. Depends on who you're flirting with, right?
Yes.
All right. So Demi Lovato, she's under fire right now, and she thought it'd be a good idea to put her reaction on TikTok.
Under fire. I love that.
Well, not everybody thinks it's a brilliant idea. So here we go. She went to Beverly Hills and got an item. So she bought one of those $19 strawberries and reviewed it on TikTok, the ones in Japan, because everything's out of control with the economy.
One
little
why? And she
they can't they there's not a shortage on strawberries.
Okay, well, she wasn't too impressed, so she gave it an 8 out of 10 and said, quote, oh well, just wasted $20.
No, you, not if you gave it an 8 out of 10. That's like 70%. That's pretty good.
Is it supposed to be like the best ever? I mean, either way, that's dumb. Like, here's the way I look at stuff. If strawberries did, for whatever reason, go whatever, there's some kind of let's imagine there's a strawberry flu.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, there's a strawberry swine flu.
Hmm.
Cue up the Dana Carter. Strawberry swine.
God, she was here last night too.
And no way.
Yep.
With Blake Shelton?
Yeah, it was like a big bill.
My God. There's so much going on, I don't have time.
Trace Adkins too? Somebody confirm,
well,
please.
Yeah.
So what somebody said about like her being all, she's successful. I mean, she's got $40 million, so she can afford that. And one person said, her name is Maya, M-Y-A. She wrote in the comments, this level of capitalism, or Mia, whichever.
I don't know.
This level of capitalism is actually sick.
She do paper planes?
So she racked up more than 140,000 likes on Demi's page, TikTok. So people are not liking the review. And the comment garnered even more attention, gaining 320,000 likes and 800 replies over a dang strawberry.
Yeah. This,
that's where it's senseless internet. Like I've said before, I do not get jealous. It just makes me feel bad for society when I see. Let's pick one of my favorites. Let's say it's God, what's the new one I started following? Tyrone Eggs. it's like blank Jerry. You know that guy.
Blank Jerry.
F Jerry or whatever. You know, it's like we're the hodgepodge of different.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
That's not Tyrone Eggs, but I can see why you would think so. They put these freaking like outlandish silly videos.
That's not a good gift.
What?
If you give,
what's not a good gift?
What's anything edible, like as far as if you get somebody an edible arrangement, you're a horrible gift giver.
No,
those are good.
That is not
those
a good gift.
Those chocolate covered strawberries.
You already got to share it with people. Mm. You're not going to eat them all. Plus,
see,
not cheap.
That's where I have.
That's a $20 strawberry you're talking about.
Well, what's wrong with that? And
I had
chocolate.
Some might call me a moron or gay because of what I'm about to say.
Oh, you gay moron?
As a kid, I wanted this certain Batmobile birthday cake.
Oh.
And it was by, I don't know if they're still in business. I'm not going to say the name. Because people say, well, you should have supported them more. They'd still be around. The Strossners.
Oh, yeah, it's still with us.
Okay, and they did a Batmobile cake, and it was...
Love the cheesecake.
I mean, it was... I want to say it was $50 to, like, $70, because it was nice.
It was life-size?
And it became part... It was part of my birthday present. And that, to me, made zero sense.
Yeah, that was...
Because, like...
It's kind of a cop-out.
The same people who were griping about it were sitting there eating the quarter panel off my Batmobile at my party. Like, oh my...
They get to enjoy it.
They got to enjoy it. And then, like...
I love that.
Even at a wedding, they're like, we're going to Turks and Caicos and bang for a week, but we're going to take the top of that wedding cake. We're going to put it in the freezer because this son of a bitch costs $2,200.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to get some of it.
While they go to Turks and Caicos, you dropping turds at a Kinko's.
I think it's Turks or Caicos. Is it and?
Yeah, I think you have to go to both.
Do you have to go to Belton and Honeypath?
Yeah, I think so.
They're really right beside each other.
You gotta go one to get to the other.
I mean, are you going to like a, you know, an organized protest by Jackie Lee against Trump and everything?
I don't know. Oh, what? Really?
Oh, yeah. He hates Trump.
Yeah, but they're protesting in Belton?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you went down there, you go see Jackie Lee.
He'd be happy about it.
Matthew Lecroy would be down there. I think he's...
But okay. Like, if you get somebody a strawberry, or let's say I give you 5 of them and it costs me $850, that's a horrible gift. It's food. I mean, it's...
I don't know. If you give me some candy like that, See's candy, I'd love you.
Just like, okay, I'll throw you a Twix bar and
just one.
No,
you have the left. I'll have the
I'll throw you the right one because you know that's the just the ear pierce theory applies to Twix too.
They point
get the left.
You're
one.
Not you're maybe not the first to point that out. They point out like they should favoritism the right to the right to the factory on the right than they do the one on the left.
I don't understand.
Like, are they trying to? Is that some kind of deeper meaning for government?
That's why if you.
You know what I'm saying? You got one that's a donkey twick and one that's an elephant twick.
Donkey twick.
I'm not comfortable like a, even saying twick. I know. I only like saying twicks.
Like a big donkey twick.
Hey.
You don't want to say that. Donkey twick.
Yeah.
Like a nice, huge donkey
he
twick.
He won't even fully eat them. He just kind of puts a fat what boy. He puts it in his them? Mouth and just kind of like it's a cigar that's not on. That he hasn't lit twix. Yet. He's just like, I caught him. I said, dude, you're nothing but a twit sucker. That's oh, all he was doing.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Was not even yeah. consuming so it. He was just sucking on the twit.
She gonna bulldog you all day.
You feel it? I just back away from the microphone slow. She starts Strom Thurmond filibustering.
I was waiting.
I'm like, all right, then.
I'm like, let's see if you get this one.
It's
now.
Like we're in a gunfight, and she's not putting the gun down. I'm slowly letting the gun down.
Sorry.
Putting it back in the satchel.
She's the bastard that turns around before 10 paces and starts unloading on you.
No, she'll shoot you in the back. And two brutes, hey, screw you.
I get you faster. Are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day this weekend?
It don't matter.
No.
It don't matter?
Nope. I mean, not particularly. Are you?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, what do you celebrate? Like, it's a, I don't want to say a painful memory, but it's always going to be associated with COVID. Like, this time five
Why?
Years ago.
Well, that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is right around the time everything broke.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the other day was 5 years.
Well,
or yesterday, was it?
76% of us will celebrate the holiday this weekend.
I think you just grew deaf in the past 10 minutes. What's that sound like to you?
Look at her.
She's like, she want to kill
I
me.
I did tell him that he should start making it louder as a nudge, because I'll talk over these things and then say, hey, have you played the music yet? He's like, yeah, like 5 minutes ago.
So what do you
Not
guys,
that I'm making you like a goofy voice or anything. But
what are you guys doing this weekend?
Even All right, I've got one Monday. More story I want to tell you.
Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
This guy,
yes.
80-20.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.